There. Would y'all look at that picture for a minute? And look how amazing Jesus is the potter, and we are the clay. Before I begin, let's just pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your work. We thank you, Father, that you have crafted each and every young person and each and every old person, Lord, and everyone in the middle for your exact purpose from your hand. Lord, I thank you that you are the creator of all things. Before you, there was nothing, and after you, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the first and the last. You are the beginning and the end. You are who was and is to come. And we thank you, Lord, this morning for your word that speaks to us life in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for Holy Spirit being manifest in this place today. I pray, God, that you would nourish our hearts, Lord, that we would be prepared and built up to encounter the season to achieve greatness through your name, for your name. In Jesus' name, amen. I was praying about this message and just about all that we got going on in this next generation. And we need to ask the question, when we understand that Jesus is the potter and that we are the clay, the question must be asked, what's molding us in this world? What are we allowing to mold our life? And so in Jeremiah chapter 18, starting at verse 1, it says, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. And then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at a wheel. And the vessel that he made was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. And then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the hand, is in the potter's hand, so are you in the hand, O Israel." And so we see this text and we see how God is using this example through the prophet Jeremiah to speak to a nation. And he says, can the potter not do with the clay what he wants? And I feel like God wants us to know for this next generation and for you young people and for you graduates, the world is trying to mold you. The world seeks to mold you. The Bible tells us that Israel was becoming molded into something it was never purposed for. That's why it was marred, because it was broken and it was in need of being fixing. And sometimes we say we allow God to do something. And we have to remember that the sovereignty of God says God is God. When did the clay ever ask of the potter what it's going to become? And God called us and molds us into the purpose and the image that he has made us to be. The problem in schools today and the problem what we see in our culture today is in my generation in school, they taught real heavy about evolution. And now we see these problems of identity crisis and all these things. And how does that go hand in hand? One, we've said to the potter, you can't make it for what you want it to be. We're going to make our own lives for what we see. It's a false narrative and it's a false thought that's got to change. And it's going to change by you graduates that are going into the workforce and that are going into the cultural education system. And you're going to have to change the culture, not by just your words, but by your deeds lived out change. That you've been molded a certain direction, but this is the season in your life in which we're going to have to decide, I was molded for this. Am I going to continue to walk out the life God's purposed in me to be? Amen? And it's not It's not a job. It's not an obligation. It's your life in God. And if your life is in God, your life will reflect God by the life, because you've been molded into His image. We were created in the image of God. And we've lost that in our culture and our societies. We've lost knowledge of that truth. And we've said, well, we'll just be what we become. So evolution's super popular when I was a kid, and they forced this teaching on. And then we wonder why we have an identity crisis today. Is because we had a creation problem when I was a kid, where we remove the creator, we remove the potter out of his known purpose, and now we remove identity because we've lost our identity because we removed the creator that created the identity. Amen? We've set standards in life that don't line up with the Word of God. And God says, when into a culture fallen away, just like in Jeremiah's day and just like in Israel, when did I ask for your opinion? When did I ask you for permission to be God? Because the Word is the Word, and God is God, no matter whether we stand with Him, walk with Him, or fail. He is and always will be. Hebrews 13:8 says that He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's unchanging. He's the potter and we are the clay. And so what are we allowing our life to be molded by? When potters, they mold clay, it's generally, back then, it's generally for a purpose. Today you go to stores and you just buy them and you set them on the thing and they just sit there and you're like, oh, that's nice. But back then they used them for a purpose. What has God created me for? And He's created me for His glory, so that He could fill us with His anointing, with His Spirit, with His life, and ultimately be poured out on a sinful and dying world. That's what the clay is made for. But they start with this lump, this unformed lump of something that has no shape and no form. And the clay is just that. It's useless unless it's formed. I want you to go with me, if you would, to Galatians 4:19. God was really speaking to my heart about this verse. In Galatians 4:19, He made us with purpose. The potter created us with purpose. His will, for His will, as His possession, to be contained His glory and to be poured out on the earth into a generation to come. In Galatians 4:19, He says, "My children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you." Until Christ is formed in us. See, in culture today, we talk about coming to Jesus, and we have this thing where Jesus is just a person that we come to, we surrender our life to, so that we exit this world years down the road and we have a safe haven apart from hell to be with God in heaven forever. But the Christian life, and I said that this morning upstairs, the Christian life is not that God just wants to take us to heaven. He wants to put heaven inside of us, and He wants to graft and form us into the image of Jesus. He wants us to be molded into a place where everything about our life, graduates, everything about your life is seen or will be seen. Truth always comes to light. There's nothing that has happened that won't be seen. And so everything until this point in your life has been molding, molding, molding. And the vessel that's formed, the clay that's formed, will hold something. It's going to contain something. So what in our life do we contain? What in our life are we worth pouring out for? What were we made to do? Some of us are going to the workforce and we're working with our hands, and some of us are going to school, but all of them are with a purpose. It's not just the task. Never be deceived that your job for the future or the job that you're pursuing is, well, it's just 8 hours a day and I'm going to go and I'm going to get it done. No, it's God's ticket to manifesting glory among the people that you're around and in the culture that you're around. It's God's ticket to speak life to someone that maybe you are the only person that could ever reach them for Jesus. And the effectiveness of that is what I'm living out or what I'm formed to be. Repentance on display is a heart change that brings about good actions. In 1 Peter 2:15, he says, "For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you may put to the silence the ignorance of foolish men." What if our life lived out in the kingdom when we just set our thoughts in order today, this morning? Whatever I have laid ahead of me, I'm going to do good unto the Lord. I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. I'm going to learn it to the best of my ability. And I'm going to achieve it not for my own glory and not for my own sake. And not to achieve the awards, but so that he could be my prize. And not live for the prize that he already is in my life. So that everybody that I look at is a purpose in God for that day. They're not just a coworker. They're not just a fellow student. They're not just a friend. They're not just a roommate. They're the clay in the hand of God. Amen? And he is the potter and we are the clay. We are the work of his hand. If you turn to Isaiah 64, verse 7 and 8, it says, "There is no one who calls on your name, who stirs himself up to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father, and we are the clay, and you are the potter and all the work of your hand." We live in a culture where we work so hard to achieve. And we forget sometimes that we're not working alone. And we forget that all the work we do is created and purposed by God in the hands of the potter. That everything that we have is already contained in God and contained in him through Jesus. And I ask you again, what's molding our life? Not just to young people, but just to all of us. What's molding our life? Everything's trying to mold us. This thing tries to mold us. It's just a tool. We can do good with it. We can do evil with it. It's just a tool. But everything's trying to mold us, and there's one potter, and his name is Jesus. And he came to be the very image of sonship and daughterhood to God. He lived a perfect life of perfect obedience. And when we surrender to the hand of the potter, our life being formed is not just a place where we come in here and this is how we form our life in these seats. We gain a lot of knowledge in God here. But our life being formed is a life when we put these things that we are growing in into action in the world that we encounter when we leave this place. That we're being molded by the Word of God. Jeremiah, it says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord. The whole point of the narrative of the potter and the clay was to hear the word of the Lord and be transformed by it. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We have to ask ourselves these questions. Is the word of God molding my life? Will we place these in the hands of the potter? Will I place my family in the hands of the potter? Will I place my plans in the hands of the potter? Will I place my relationships in the hands of the potter? Will I place my finances in the hands of the potter? These are strong questions. Some of us, we talk about giving to the church and the things that go on here, and heard somebody say this morning, you know, the gospel's free, but the work of God is not free. There's a cost in that. And so to share the gospel is not free. There's all kinds of things, and the word tells us, as freely as you have received, freely give. That's what it says. And so sometimes, even when we ask ourselves these questions about finances, am I willing to place my finances into the hands of the potter? I was sharing with the teenagers upstairs a couple of days ago that I was, a time in my life, I was doing some ministry, some street ministry in Memphis, Tennessee. And it was a struggle in one season. And I was in church on a Sunday morning, and the Lord told me to tithe $30. And I'll be candid with you, I was so bad in financially at the moment. $30 was all I had to my name. And I'm not boasting when I say this, but when you own $30, it's really not that hard to give up. It's all you got. And I'm already believing God that he's going to do all these different things that I haven't seen yet. And but the Lord provides. And so the basket came around, and I put $30 in the plate. And that was all I had. And Monday morning rolls around, and I go to the mailbox, and there's a check. Will you put your finances in the hands of the potter? It's a real thing. He really does provide, and he really does hold us like clay. We're really just right there. We think we got life figured out. Graduates, I know that I've been there. We think we have life figured out, and we're really just clay. So I ask you, just be moldable to the Lord and to no other. Be moldable to the Lord and to no other, because the Lord will direct who you're to be molded by if you're moldable to him. Amen?
Amen.
And so, if the band wants to come on up and play. Y'all just stand with us. I'm just going to open this time. We can get really hardened in life. We can enter seasons where our heart just grows so hard, and we're not able to be molded. We're not able to see the things that God wants to take out so he can place the things in that can be poured out through us. And read you this verse before we close. Jesus himself was poured out in Psalms 22, 14 through 16. He says, I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, and it has melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. And you have brought me to the dust of death. He says, "For dogs have surrounded me, and the congregation of the wicked has enclosed me, and they pierced my hands and my feet." This comes out of the book of Psalms, but it was a prophecy about Jesus. "They pierced my hands and my feet, and I'm poured out." I just want to give you this moment to come. Be poured out to Jesus. Let God mold your life. We try so hard to direct our life when all He's asking is just give me your life. Just be clay in my hands. I'm already poured out. I've already gave my life on the cross and resurrected on the third day so that you would know me. But I need to mold you. I need to change you from the image of who you were to the image of you will become. Let's not play games with God this morning. It's been an amazing time with the Lord this morning, and it's been an awesome time. But the reality of the word is that we do not know the next step we take. We don't know what lies behind these doors, and we don't know how long we have. If you don't know Jesus, if you've never met the potter, and you've never been moldable as clay, He wants you to come. He wants you to come so He can mold you, so He can transform your life and change your life into something that you could have never been on your own. If you want us to pray with you, we'll pray with you. If you want us to just leave you alone and pray, we'll leave you alone. But use this time for God in Jesus' name.